Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Luke 13:27, Jesus is speaking, but he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence you are, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Notice, this is at a judgment, okay? And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves shall be thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus is talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the prophets. He says they're going to be resurrected. In other words, you're going to see them in the kingdom, okay? In the kingdom, you'll see them walking around in the kingdom. Now, when does all this take place? Turn me to Daniel chapter number 12. Daniel 12, verses 1 and 2. Daniel 12, 1 and 2. And at that time, Michael shall stand up. The great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was, no, since there was a nation, even to the same time. In other words, he's talking about the tribulation period, this time right here, okay? And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. I want you to catch this. There's a tribulation period. I talk about a time of trouble which never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Well, verse number 2, and many of them that sleep of the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And this will be the second resurrection for the unbelievers. But I want you to notice that many of them will wake to some to everlasting life. Verse number 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And then it talks about later in the chapter, Daniel's mind just being blown, all this is thrown upon him. But I want you to notice that here is talk about the tribulation period and that there's going to be a resurrection. Remember, there was the first resurrection in Revelation 20. Then there's going to be another resurrection in the last part of Revelation 20, where it's the resurrection of the unjust for the great white throne judgment. But Daniel is mentioned here about the resurrection of the believers. Now, of the Old Testament saints. In Isaiah 26, verses 19 through 21. Now, I want you to know, we're going to look at Job here in a minute. And also, they knew something about resurrection in the Old Testament. Remember, they didn't have a completed scriptures like we did, but they knew something about resurrection. In Isaiah 26, verse 19, thy dead shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. That's the resurrection. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. What indignation? God's wrath upon this earth during the tribulation period. In your chamber, but you're going to come out, and the Bible talks about ye that dwell in that dust as the dew of the earth shall cast out the dead. When the indignation be overpassed. Again, he's talking about New Testament saints. Job chapter number 14, Job knew, it's amazing to me how much Job really knew. Job knew something about resurrection. Job chapter number 14, verse number 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. Okay. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. They knew there was a certain time when they were going to be resurrected. He's mentioned that in these two verses, in verse number 13. That thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. Verse number 14, if a man die, shall he live again? Absolutely, he's going to live again. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee, and thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands. But I want you to notice that Job knew something about resurrected. Not only did he know something about resurrection, he knew that there was going to be an appointed time. There was going to be a set time where he would receive a resurrected body. Now, a little bit farther in Job chapter 19, another very, very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Verse number 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Notice again, the latter day. And though my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job knew that even if he goes to the grave and he thought the worms could eat me. That's a kind of an awful, they don't bother me at all, by the way. I told my wife, when I'm dead and gone, save $10,000 and just throw me out of the lake and let the gators eat me. I don't care. You know, I ain't going to know a thing. I'm going to be in heaven. And some of y'all look at me awful strange and all, but I would think y'all have, I would hope the Latrice would have a nice funeral for me right here. I'm just being facetious. She ain't going to throw me in the lake and let the gators eat me. But listen, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be there. And one day, if the Lord doesn't come, I'll be stretched out here. Doug, Danny, George, somewhere. So all of y'all, if the Lord don't come, if you know Christ as your Savior, we're going to be the absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord. But it ain't over. A lot of people think when you're dead, you're like Rover and dead all over. No. We're going to not only get new life, we're going to get a new body. And Job knew about this. Remember, Job, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, had those boils, all these awful things that was going on with Job. And his wife finally told him, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? You know, do me a favor. I can cash in your insurance policy if you even have that. You lost everything, you know. Maybe I can pull some insurance. I'm just being facetious, you know. But anyway, and he said, listen, though I just, the worms eat me in the grave, I know I'm going to live. Yet in my flesh, and by the way, it means, if you look at this in the Hebrew, I got this wrote down, from my renewed body. He knew he was going to have a new body. Job. He said, yet shall I see God. Isn't that amazing? Okay, one other place, Ezekiel. Ezekiel, Daniel, yeah. Ezekiel 37, verse number 12 through 14. You know what? This is all talking about the valley of the dry bones and all, and I'm not going to take this out of context at all. What about Israel coming back and to the land, and you know, how the meat, how the bones, and they got up and they started coming together, and the sinews and the meat started coming to the skin and the breath. Anyway, verse number 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. It's very important to note this. It's Old Testament people he's talking to. I'm going to cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into Israel. Now we're in the millennial reign time here, okay? It's literally, and we just read in Luke, where you're going to see Abraham and Jacob and Isaac in the kingdom. This is what he's talking about in Ezekiel, that I shall bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I've opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Very important to know. That's why I place it at the end of the tribulation, not at the beginning, talking about the resurrection of the Old Testament saints, not at the beginning of the tribulation period, because they're not in their own land yet. Are y'all following? Am I going too fast? Doug, are you following? Doug, right there with me. Okay. At the beginning of the tribulation, I would call it New Testament saints and all, we get resurrected bodies. At the end of the tribulation period, the Old Testament saints and those who died during the tribulation period, they will get a resurrected body. And it says here again in Ezekiel 37, 13, and ye shall know that I'm the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and I shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.